Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John McHale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eddie Bachman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jack Conway. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Al Gettle. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Gettle. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Bachman fields it and throws to 1st for the out. 1 out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Mayo reaches second base with a double. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. 1 out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell moves to 3rd. 2 outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman hits a line drive into right field. Wertz picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wertz. Robinson moves to 3rd. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift fires over to 3rd and throws the ball away. That's an error on Swift. Robinson scores. Bachman goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to 1st for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Conway scoops it up and throws to 1st for the out. 1 out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards 3rd. Bachman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John McHale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway hits a line drive into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mayo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Conway misplays the ball. That's an error on Conway. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bachman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards strikes out. 1 out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gettle fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bachman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bachman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bachman moves to third. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McHale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0 for 1 in the game. Conway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bachman scores. Gordon moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 0-for-1 in the game. Gettle bunts towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to third. Conway moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John McHale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHale is 0-for-1 in the game. McHale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McHale for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bachman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-2 in the game. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bachman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-1 in the game. Trout hits a pop-up towards short. Conway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Conway bunts towards first. McHale scoops it up and throws to first, with Mayo covering, for the out. Gordon moves to third. Lopez moves to second. One out. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 0 for 1 in the game. Gettle hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gordon scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lopez scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bachman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Art Houdeman now pitching. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 3 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Peck moves to second. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bachman hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gordon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peck scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 7-0, Indians. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 3 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lake fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. John McHale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHale is 0 for 2 in the game. McHale strikes out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Conway scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gettle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. he's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gettle moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 4 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gettle moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gettle scores. Mitchell scores. Edwards moves to second. It's 9-0, Indians. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McHale scoops it up and throws to first, with Gorsica covering, for the out. Edwards moves to third. Peck moves to second. One out. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Bachman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Peck moves to third. It's 10-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards first. McHale scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gordon for the out. Peck scores. Bachman moves to second. Two outs. It's 11-0, Indians. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 4 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine pinch hits for Johnny Gorsica. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Eddie Lake. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bachman fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.